I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Snowpack that feeds the Colorado River continues to run low in the southern Rocky Mountains, leading to a whole range of concerns for the rest of the year in the West. Luke Runyon has more.
I'm just off the highway in southwestern Colorado's San Juan Mountains, where it's currently snowing, but for much of the winter, it just hasn't. Jeff Derry is the director of the Center for Snow and Avalanche Studies in nearby Silverton. He says snow totals range from 45 to 60% of normal.
A lot of people have a disconnect when they turn their tap on as to where the water's coming from. And the water comes from the mountains and starts here in the mountains in the form of snow.
Low snowpack means low water levels in streams this spring. Dry conditions could also lead to more damaging wildfires and force kayakers and rafters to shorten their seasons. I'm Luke Runyon in San Juan National Forest.
People living in District 5 are invited to discuss the future of downtown, central Colorado Springs, and decisions that will impact the entire city. That meeting will be tomorrow, Tuesday, March 20th, from 6 until 7:30 p.m. in the Patty Jewett Clubhouse. Council member Jill Gabler will start the meeting with opening remarks about current projects in District 5 and around Colorado Springs, then take time to answer questions from the audience for the remainder of that meeting. Topics to be discussed include the old North End transportation issues, affordable housing, and the city's comprehensive plan. Again, the town hall meeting for District 5 residents tomorrow evening at the Patty Jewett Clubhouse, starting at 6 p.m. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.